Hi, I'm Bunny.
And I'm David.
And this is our podcast,
where we talk about anything we want.
And nothing you say.
And nothing you say.
And nothing you say.
And nothing you say matters.
Nothing. Hello, nothings.
What up, bitches?
Hey, you sluts. Hey, you dirty whores.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the podcast.
That's me.
Our second episode. Of our Interior
series. Interior, oh. Spooky, okay.
Spoopy. Oh my God, I hope you guys loved last week's episode.
That was super fun.
Aliens.
Thanks to our special guests, Mackenzie and Abernathy.
Yeah, 100%. They
push on the puck up.
They really, you know, brought their A game. They killed it.
Their A game? Their alien game?
Their alien game.
Their abduction game?
Yeah.
Their professional kidnappers.
We're back to just... Bunny and David here.
It's our podcast. Out.
It's our podcast, and no one else can join anymore. I'm just kidding.
Submissions are closed.
Applications have been processed, and you will be notified in 6 to 7 business years.
Business years. Why is that America?
Why is that Merca?
Merc.
Merca.
Merca.
Merkins.
What to do, baby? How you doing?
What you do? Oh, I'm all right.
What
Thanks,
you doing?
Buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
That is such a good question. Oh, and that is a good question that I plan to answer.
Am I? That's like the full-on Alana Wexler of my life right now. I'm okay, I guess. It's still really rough living in this prison of 500 square feet.
Yeah.
It has been nice getting out, though. A little bit, like going to bingo a couple times.
Bingo, bingo.
Like that's all we're doing, but like it's fine.
I mean, true.
I don't know. I made a chili. It was tasty.
Which was bomb.
Very tasty.
Yes.
Feeling a little domestic.
Ooh.
You know?
'Tis the season.
We're recording this before, but like that human that I'm seeing will be here this weekend. So that'll be fun.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
Ooh.
Mostly because we're going to watch a lot of horror shit, and I'm going to get some inspiration station for next week's episode. I'm
so
very
glad
excited.
I will not be here for that.
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, you should be. You should be very happy, because it's just going to be one creepy after one other creepy after another creepy, which you will hear on this podcast. So
I mean, I don't mind like the screaming, but I'm not watching nothing. I put on some Bob's Burgers in my room.
Some Bob's Burgers over a horror story.
Absolutely.
Love it. Love that journey for you.
One of my best friend, Amber, from high school, she used to watch scary movies, but then she would watch Scooby-Doo cartoons before bed because she would be scared.
Sure.
That was like her thing. It was like, you could just not watch the scary movies. Wouldn't that be so much easier?
No, because the adrenaline is real. Adrenaline is there. There. It's there.
Why?
Well, why not? You just need adrenaline a little bit.
I mean,
you know,
sure.
Sometimes.
Well, Bunny, those cars off of kids.
Bunny. How are you, Bunny?
Oh, you know, I'm just constantly living the dream. Every time I blink and open my eyes, I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is my life. Like, this was gifted to me.
Gifted on a silver platter.
Silver. With gold trimming. And exactly 10 chicken nuggets.
Only 10?
Only 10.
You only want a 10-piece? You don't want a 20-piece?
You start off small because I was a baby, obviously. I couldn't really
Didn't
eat
you do
Whole Foods.
Piece one time?
Oh, we did try to do the chicken nugget. Did I do it?
The chicken nugget challenge?
Yeah, Mackenzie and I actually did the chicken nugget challenge in college. She ate more chicken nuggets than I did.
Fair. Fair, fair, fair.
But then she felt sick, and I was like, I'm just going to eat the chicken nuggets for like the next 2 days. It was great.
Cool. I can't imagine putting that much garbage chicken in your body.
It's wonderful.
It just, I don't know. But yay, I'm glad that you're loving the life that has been put in front of you.
Oh my God, it's so great. So I could not imagine a better life. Like, there's nobody doing it like me.
Nobody.
Nobody.
What a world, though. I mean, to wake up in, you know, with this garbage candidate and this other garbage candidate, and then everybody fighting on Facebook, and the world ending, and no one wearing a fucking mask in public, and then everyone dying from coronavirus.
And to know that none of it affects me, and I'm immune to all of it. It's really
perfect. Oh
fantastic.
My God, that immunity? You know what that immunity means? That you're a witch, bitch.
Witch, bitch.
Witch, bitch! I'm a mountain biking vampire witch from the future.
Fuck my pussy with the rake, Mom.
That looks like a rake.
That's what I was trying to get to.
We'll say that again next week when we talk about the rake. Anyway, I keep pointing at the rake, and you still haven't looked it up, but you probably shouldn't.
I forgot.
Well, don't forget this time. Actually, do forget, because it'll be much better if you just have your live reactions on the pod.
Okay, fine.
Well, nothing is, we don't really have any podcast news for you.
None for this week.
Just keep sharing, keep listening, keep putting your feelsies out. I see more interaction lately on the social meds.
So yeah, I've seen a lot of retweets. Thanks.
Lots of retweets.
Lisa, my friend Suzanne, and yes.
A bunch of people on Twitter. Yeah, I don't know who they are, but it's fine.
we appreciate you all the same.
Yeah. Who's Narf?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay.
We went to high school together.
Huge shout out to you. You share Suzanne, like every Susie. What?
Her name is Suzanne, but we called her Susie. I don't know why I said her full last name.
Suzanne Susie.
Suzanne Susie.
Who's
Bobanny Boozy?
Not a lazy Susan, because literally they fucking share all of our things and retweet every single fucking episode.
Yes.
So be like Suzanne.
Yes. Susie, you're a real one.
Susie. You are. You're a wet ass fly pussy. We stand it, bitch.
I guess that's a good thing now.
Oh, wet ass fly pussy welcome. Is real. Like, wet ass fly pussy. It doesn't necessarily mean like a literal fly. It could be like,
oh, like your pussy is fly. Ah.
Yeah, like you looking fly.
Like we used to say fat as like P-H.
Yeah.
A-T.
You fat.
That's fat.
Yeah. I love that. I hate that. I have a lot of
feelings. Undecided.
witches, though.
Witches. Topic of the week.
Witch.
Yeah.
Witch.
Witch
is witch. Witches. What do you think about witches, Bunny?
Witches are fucking lit.
Witches are
I feel like tits. Modern witches are cool. I feel like old school portrayal of witches kind of sucks.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Like,
care to extrapolate, Bunny?
No, not really. I'm done.
Or be hung? Or no. Is it,
yes.
Are they hanged? Are they
They're burned.
Are they burned at the stake or are they drowned?
Yes.
All.
D. All of the above.
You have now passed your SATs.
Finally.
You can go right to Witch College.
Oh my God.
Speaking of terrible things about witches. The Order. Terrible show.
Well, the first season I really liked. Second it was very interesting. I had not seen season two.
Don't even waste your time. I promise you it's not worth it. It is not worth it. That is one of the worst portrayals of witchcraft and witches ever. It makes me very irritated.
Worse than like the Vampire Diaries?
I don't know. I've never seen the Vampire Diaries, but you can talk to me about the Vampire Diaries.
It's not super great, but also it's like amazing.
Yeah.
You know? It's like OG Charmed.
Oh, it is?
No.
Or is it just like drama? Like,
no, heavy? Just in the fact of like it's dated and it's clearly not good anymore, but like it was fucking lit when it was.
Ooh.
You know? Yeah.
Ooh.
Also, all the dudes are hot.
Fair. also, nothing is, excuse my sniffles and Bunny sniffles. It's that time of year in Minnesota where everyone is waking up and we're like, is this coronavirus, a cold, allergies, or was it just too cold in my room last night? The world may never know.
Yeah. I think have caught a cold, or I think this cold is on its way out.
Sure.
I think it's just a morning cold. It's only in the morning, like by 10 or 11 I can breathe regularly.
Right. I coughed up a lung this morning and I was like, why am I dying? And then guess what, I found out that my one of my windows is broken. Not like broken to the point where it wasn't like,
oh, like the little hole in the thing.
No, like my window, like the top part, like the top window would come down if I closed the bottom window.
Oh.
And it was like all fucky. And I had to like
hold one up.
And like push the other down and lock it. And so now it's locked. And now hopefully it'll be a lot warmer in my room and in the whole house because that's been open the whole time.
Wow.
Love that journey.
The things you learn, the more you know.
You know, it was divination. Yeah. I divined that my window was open.
You should have read those tea leaves. You would have known sooner.
Eva. Sorry, that's an OG Charmed thing.
Oh.
Moving on. Do you remember when she read the tea leaves, Gypsy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what's her face also read the tea leaves? Like, I read the tea leaves and then pulled the tarot and they're all giving me the same signs.
Same signs. Science. What else about witchcraft do you love, Bunny? Science.
dressing in all black, sacrificing creatures.
Every mortal cisgendered male must die.
The idea of like covens.
John Tucker. That movie could have been a much better movie if there was a witch element to it.
Oh my god. Wait, were they witches?
No.
No.
John
like,
Tucker Must Die?
No, no, no. John Tucker Must Die is like one of those like stupid movies, but that led me to thinking about The Craft. But The Craft is a different movie than...
John Tucker Must Die.
Well, I mean, yes, but a different movie or a different sort of thing than The Covenant?
Right, The Covenant is about men, isn't it?
Yes, but I can't remember if they're witches or like vampires.
No, they're male witches.
Oh, I fucking love that movie, specifically because they were all hot. There was like a locker room scene. I was like,
I'm definitely gay. There's like a nudie scene, isn't it?
Yeah, they're like in the locker room. So like everybody's like shirtless. I'm like, homosexual radar is fucking, it's fucking blowing up.
Wow.
That's a cool, fun movie, though.
I've never seen it, but I've been told to.
I mean, it was
The Craft, though, bitch. I am so excited for this remake.
Oh, The Craft, what, Legacy?
Yeah. It's like, it's not really a remake. It's more of like a sequel, kind of. It's later on. It's not really anything to do with the main, like, characters or whatever, but it's later. And, like...
Because The Craft was with that crazy girl, right?
Nancy.
Nancy, that was her name.
I bind you, Nancy, from doing harm to yourself and harm to others. love it. Anyway, I am very excited because, first of all, there are many POC, and the crazy bitch
I just
is
saw a cover, yeah.
The fucking lead, if you will. You know what I mean? The one that goes crazy is the one that's more important than everybody else. It's not like this, oh, I'm this innocent girl, and then, oh, I wanted to fuck the guy, and then, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's not, like, there's no redeeming from the trailer, at least, qualities about her, you know?
Oh.
I'm stoked. I
want a trash main character.
I want a trash heap being trash, fucking around with magics that they shouldn't fuck around with.
Because they're trash.
Because they're trash.
Yeah.
The
cover's pretty cool.
100%. Love it. Practical Magic, though, also a good movie.
I've seen that. That was fine.
Yeah, but it's like a little bit more PG. You know what I mean?
Didn't they kill somebody?
Well, yeah, they kill somebody. But, like, it's not like it's not as like guttural-y witchcrafty. You know what I mean? It's very subtle witchcraft where it's like,
oh, sure, I can light a candle.
I light a candle with my finger. Like, yeah, it's a lot lighter in the magic world.
Yeah.
What's your all-time favorite? Who's your all-time favorite witch? Is it me?
I was gonna say
it me,
you.
It's me.
I don't know if I have one because I don't really think about witches specifically. I just like witches.
You don't go to bed every
general,
night being like, oh my god, which witch is my favorite?
No.
I mean, I don't either. I don't.
Do
have
you
a
have
favorite
a favorite witch?
Okay. Absolutely not. That was just a test.
It was a test. Did I pass?
No.
Great.
No, I think like I just like what I really enjoy about witchcraft and like witchiness is that it's very about you, and it's like self care on crack in a way. And this is just my opinion. So sorry if I offend anyone.
I'm so offended.
I think it's like, you know, when you're meditating and you're concentrating and doing magic and like, you know, reading your tarot and like taking time to make things, and like a big thing with witchcraft is really like making tinctures and potions and remedies and things like that, and that are very self-care adjacent, you know, and you're doing ritualistic things where you're bathing or you're, you know, focusing on your energy, you know, it's a lot. That
well, that's like solo
yourself.
Practice is what it sounds like, because when we think of witches as we know them, it's usually like coven-based. There's a group of them.
Sure. And I mean, that can be self-care, too. Have you never gone to the spa?
No.
With your girls?
No.
We need a spa day.
We should do a spa day.
Hashtag stat.
Hashtag spa.
If you want to be part of our spa day.
Give us money.
Sponsor us.
anchor.fm/NYSMPOD for as little as 99 cents a month.
100%. Okay. Well, we're going to kind of, you know, pivot to
kind
pasta.
Kind of pivot to pasta.
Pivoty poo. Yeah, pivoty poverty poo is exactly what I was trying to say. We're going to pivot real quick, and maybe not real quick, but like we're going to pivot into some of the more creepy things. Our In Terror segment is next.
Great. Love it. Can I go to the bathroom? Can I be absent for this? I have a cough.
No, you may not. You may not have the call pass. So here, listen closely. In Terror, our little 2-sentence horror stories.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this from last time.
When I smiled, she did not smile back. Something is very wrong with this mirror.
Ooh.
We just bought a mirror too. And like Loki, I'm like, ooh. Like, ooh. It's right behind Bunny, and I'm like, ooh. Like
literal portals. We just need to figure out how to open it up because I need to get the fuck out of here.
So much. It's wild.
Anyway, that's that. That's good. Great. I like that. Yeah.
And then this is a second little piece along the same lines. Did you know that there's no such thing as a left-handed person? There are your kind, and then there are those of us who escaped from the other side of your mirror.
Oh! I was like, wait, what do you mean? Because I was thinking, do some people... I fully understood, like, did you know there's no such thing as people who have left hands? I was
a left-handed person.
Yes.
Not like a left-handed having person.
Yes. I realized that now. It's like, oh, it's your reflection running around.
It's just like last week when you were like, the spaceship crashed. It never
crashed. It sounded like it crashed.
I think my favorite part about listening that back to that was when I was like, no, it never crashed. Let it go. What a world. What a world. What a world.
What a time.
What do you think about mirrors? Are mirrors creepy to you?
I feel like in general, mirrors are not creepy. Mirrors in the dark are creepy.
Have you ever seen something in the mirror, like a shadow, like move past, or like anything that just like out of the corner of your eye in a mirror or something that like freaked you out?
No, I don't spend that much time in mirrors or around mirrors.
As we're like,
and when I do the lights, it's fully on. Yeah. Have you? Well, I feel like you totally have.
Oh, 100%. Shadows all the time. Like when I was growing up.
Water everywhere.
Water everywhere.
I'm gonna get wet.
Water in my hair. No.
Fuzzy Buzzy was a bear.
Shut up. So when I was a kid, I grew up in this trailer, and there was this gigantic mirror. It was like one of those, it was just like a slab of mirror on the wall. It wasn't like anything fancy, right? And it was in the bathroom, which if you had the door open and like, you know, whatever. Some people just pee with the door open. It's fine. But like, I was like washing my hands or like brushing my teeth or like something. And like the mirror was like right in front of me. And like the door was like slightly behind me, like to the on my right. But it was open, and like it opened up into a hallway that would lead all the way to the living room.
Sure.
And I used to be, and right next to the bathroom was the furnace, and then like the next door was my like bedroom when I was a kid, and then my sister's room later on. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
But so it was like this kind of like a little wall, and then my sister's or that closet or whatever kind of like creeped into the hallway a little bit, and so it was like kind of like an L-shaped hallway, and that would go to the living room, and I always would see shit in the dark around that L, and I was so afraid when I was a kid of going around that. And that's where the back door to the trailer was too.
Oh, sure.
Terrifying. So like everything was just horrible. That's all. That's my story.
Spooky Ookie Encounters with David.
With David. Spooky Ookie. Ookie. Spooky. Kooky.
Dookie Lukey.
It's Alyssa Edwards for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, I just heard about that today. On the interwebs.
Okay, so time now for a fun little story that I like to call the Bell Witch.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Okay, so here's your creepy story for the week. In 1817, a man named John Bell purchased a large amount of farmland in Robertson County, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
So shortly after John Bell moved onto this property, John shot a strange animal in his cornfield, which was described as having the head of a rabbit and the body of a dog.
A jackalope?
A jackalope would be a rabbit with
antlers. Right.
This occurrence baffled local doctors, as such a thing shouldn't even be possible. However, as time passed, the family began to hear gnawing, hacking, and knocking noises coming from outside the house. Eventually, the noises came inside with no apparent source of the sounds. Right? Oh, God.
Gotta move.
It wasn't long after that, tremors began to shake the property, an event that again seemed impossible to men of science. It's Tennessee. What fucking fault line is around there, right? After a while, faint whispers began to haunt the family, growing ever louder over time. They haunted the bells and all visitors to this house, scaring most people away before they even went inside.
Interesting.
After a while, John Bell decided that he had had enough. He called in a priest to try to cleanse the land.
Okay, first of all, why would you call a priest?
I don't know.
They don't be doing nothing.
Well, here's what's going to happen. This was a grave mistake.
I told you.
The spirit laughed at the holy man's petty attempts to stop it and turned violent. Tables and chairs were thrown at him, even as he held a crucifix in holy water.
Jesus said, I'm not here today.
Absolutely not. Could it be that God himself was powerless to this monster? The priest did survive, but received 6 stitches and many broken bones.
Ooh. Mm.
Whatever the priest had done seemed to enrage the dark presence. It made frequent attacks on the family, whether by controlling inanimate objects or striking them with an unseen force.
Oh.
At all times, however, the family knew they were not safe. As one can imagine, words of these events traveled quickly. Many visited the farm to see if there were really voices and tremors, but quickly left upon experiencing either one of those things. One brave skeptic, however, chose to stay the night and was welcomed to the guest room in the house. As he was falling asleep, he claimed to have felt a strange presence crawl up next to him in bed. Frightened, he hastily tried to use his blankets like a net and threw the presence into the fireplace. What happened then is quoted best by John Bell's journal. I was sharply awakened by the most horrid of screams coming from the guest bedroom. Upon entering the room, they found a trail of blood leading away from the fireplace and outside of the room, though the screams remained. All hints of doubt had been erased from the mind of their guest as he briskly left the presence. As the situation grew ever more bleak, John Bell's health began to deteriorate. He suffered from a number of severe, inexplicable ailments, from facial seizures to internal necrosis. The doctor gave him medicine to help ease the pain of his passing. One day they found him lying dead on his bed. However, it had seemed someone had switched out his medicine for poison, which they confirmed upon force-feeding it to the cat. They killed a fucking cat!
Wow.
Even at his funeral, the presence did not let up. It mocked the family, laughing at them, making snide remarks like, I fixed him. Even to this day, John Bell is the only obituary classified as murder as by a ghost.
Whoa.
It is said that if you go to the property today, you can still feel a dark, malicious presence, even though it is significantly tamer today than it once was.
Hmm.
So what was it about John Bell that made him a target? He was seemingly a normal man with a seemingly normal family, yet for some reason the presence haunted him to his death. Why did it go through so much effort just to torment and kill one man? And what's worst of all, what's going to stop it from happening again? So, this is actually a true story of the Bell Witch. And so, there was a woman named Kate.
Think it's a witch?
Well, it's from a cave. This story doesn't exactly give all the correct details. There's more details about the Bell Witch.
How'd she get from a cave?
On the Juge. But she was, basically murdered, and there was a lot of, Native American, folklore with it too, especially with the rabbit dog thing.
Sure. Oh, I think I've heard of something like that.
Yeah, and in the in more accounts, if you will, that that guy who stayed over or whatever, for sure knew it was a woman that crawled into bed with him.
How did he know?
Because she had tits, bitch.
So he touched the titty. Those ghost titties.
What would you do if you were terrorized by screams that came from nowhere?
I would immediately leave.
What if they followed you?
I would die. there's some, I mean, I'm just going to say, I never heard no black person that's like, let's go to the haunted place. Let's investigate the weird sound. Maybe Phoenix. I feel like she would do some white people shit like that. But me, I'm like,
white people.
White people. Yeah, I'm like, mm-mm. As soon as they were like, we started hearing stuff in the house, I'm like, nope, gotta go. It's time to go. Before the activity increased, you're like, this is a bad sign. This is a red flag. Sure. This is why we,
so
you gotta
put
go.
Put yourself in shoes of somebody who has no money, right? Who is put in a place because it's the only place they can afford. They can own, that houses their 47 children.
Sell a kid.
Listen. And what if you're just unable to get out of this house, but this activity just keeps increasing because you can't get out of your lease, or there's nothing that someone like that your landlord's willing to do, or anybody can do, because it's, you know, this entity. How
okay.
creepy is that?
Sure. Very privileged to assume that I could just leave, because so, yeah. I know fully right now I cannot just leave.
No,
anyway.
If this place was haunted, it would take months and money.
But also, they hired a priest. You could hire somebody that specializes in supernatural. So I'm sure there were people back then, even then, that was like,
well,
oh, I've had my supernatural trek around the world. I know a thing or two. Do you never call the priest? This isn't an exorcism.
Who are you going to call? Elizabeth Warren?
Does she know anything about witches?
I have no idea.
Elizabeth Warren, dial in. Call now.
Call now.
I'm just saying, if I experienced anything like that, if I could not get away, I'd fully just die. But also, why was she haunting him specifically? But she was haunting the whole family, so they hooked.
Well, I think it's because, like, whatever he did, like, interrupted one of her spells. That's really what it is.
Shooting that dog? The rabbit dog?
Yeah, the rabbit dog.
Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog? I don't think I would want to pet a dog with a rabbit head.
I feel like, you know what? Killing it probably was a bad omen.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Like, you killed this thing that's on your property, and that's, you know what I mean? Like, without mercy. So, of course, that's what's going on, is, like, you're being haunted by this spirit, this existence.
What if she was the rabbit dog?
Maybe. Maybe that was her, you know, attempting to be, like, resurrect herself or something. Who knows? Well, enough spoops for now. We're drinking some wine right now. Speaking of religious, this is
the blood of Christ.
This is an Italian wine called Benedictus de Vatican.
How do you say Jesus in Italian?
Huh?
How do you say Jesus in Italian?
Like Jesus?
Would it be the same?
Jesus? I don't know.
Hiena.
There's not a lot of information on this, but it's okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, this is a French wine? What the fuck?
Benedictus.
Yeah. Benedictus. I don't know. Maybe it's Benedictus as in, like, like a mass, like all the masses or whatever.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Always like the Gloria, the Kyrie, the Benedictus.
Oh my god, Kyrie. I love that one from Carmina Burana.
Just kidding. That's only one. So, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
What's some more spoopy?
Some more fun things about
witches.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed our sponsors. You could be one, too. Follow us on anchor.fm/nysmpod and all of our social media at nysmpod, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes.
Just kidding. So. Witches. Yeah. Let me tell you a brief story of the origins of the witch.
Okay. Learn me a thing.
Learn you thing.
Learn me stuff.
So.
spit that out.
Between 1482 and 1782. So it spanned about 300 years, right? Around 100,000 people were accused of witchcraft across Europe. Some accounts say this is like 5 million people. That's way overestimating. There were not 5 million people in the world back then, probably. No, there probably were, but still. So these people were accused of witchcraft, and about 40 to 50,000 of these people were executed.
Wait, how many?
40 to 50,000 people over 300 years.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds right.
So generally, they were not persecuted by the church. In some cases, of course, though, they were. Mm-hmm. Like the Spanish Inquisition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Although this extreme Orthodox doctrine of Christianity believed that witches were evil. And that led to laws that condemned witches in the late 16th century and early 17th century. Mostly starting in England. Duh. So not all of these people were women that were accused of witchcraft.
Ooh.
About one in five witches were actually male.
Come on.
In some countries like Bulgaria, et cetera, male witches actually were accused more often than female witches.
Interesting.
Obviously, you know, basically the Dark Ages, witches were often women, you know, in these religious assholes' eyes or people,
right,
accusers' eyes, because, you know, women were seen as weaker or less than and more susceptible to diabolic intention. Many of these women were actually older or poor, you know, postmenopausal or during menopause, you know, because they didn't understand. And they were just accused of witchcraft because of being poor or old or crazy or angry.
Yeah.
Manifested.
Manifested.
A lot. And so a fun fact, beer became really popular. The brewing of beer,
okay,
became popular because of witches.
Witchcraft.
So back in the day, I mean, beer's been around for a really long time.
Right.
But beer was a beverage that people would make and out of fermented like barley or oats or whatever,
mm-hmm,
any of these things. And people would do it, you know, heads of households would do it, or women of matriarchs of households. And they would make this beer, and that's what they would give everyone to drink, because that was like sometimes the only nutritious thing that they would have to eat.
Oh, sure.
Sad.
Laughs.
Sad. I'm so sad about it.
Tragic.
Some women never married, right? And some of these,
right,
old spinster women opened up pubs and inns and things where they were brewing all this beer.
Love that. An entrepreneurial woman.
Entrepreneurial women who were then, of course, accused of witchcraft.
Because women couldn't have power or autonomy.
Right. They can't have power or autonomy, and they must be a witch if they do. So actually, witches are what we have beer to thank for, you know, because it got so big.
Where would you fucking hipsters be without that spinster hag down the street?
So next time you're at your local brewery, especially if it's a women-owned brewery,
toss a coin to your witcher.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
There we see the show.
All there, right, is one witch that I wanted to put on this game that we're going to play here in a second. Yennefer.
Oh, Yennefer of whatever the fuck.
Fingerberg. And I love her. I just love her. I just want you to know that.
I know nothing about her, except for that she's a witch.
And she's like, it's like purple. It's perfect.
She's purple. A purple.
She's
witch?
Not purple, but like, she's got like some of her magic and like some of her like outfits is very purple and black looking themed.
Oh, it's like royal witches, like Kiki. Oh,
so beautiful.
Witches have worn this color for a very long time.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Kiki's Delivery Service.
I have never seen that, and I don't think I plan on it.
She's a 13-year-old witch learning how to be a fucking badass witch.
Oh my god, why didn't you say something that I could have put her in this game?
Anyway, I forgot.
Well, Bunny and David are going to play a game real quick. And it's not real quick, because it's going to take a little bit, because you remember our social media Thunderdome.
Oh my god, Thunderdome. Witch Thunderdome.
It's going to be Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. Who's the baddest bitch witch of all?
Hey!
So, exactly. So
I don't have a good evil cackle. My regular laugh is kind of a cackle.
Insert cackle here. That was a great thing. Okay, so we have the following witches. Sabrina Spellman. Regina.
Sabrina Spellman. Obviously, a la Chilling Adventures. Gotta specify.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Chilling Adventures, Sabrina Spellman.
Yes.
Because the teenage witch doesn't exist.
Oh, my God.
Paige Matthews from Charmed, the OG.
Mm.
Bonnie from Vampire Diaries.
Mm.
Cordelia Fox from American Horror Story Coven.
Yeah.
Maggie from the new Charmed.
I was like, who?
Prudence Blackwood from Chilling Adventures of
My
Sabrina.
Bitch.
Prue Halliwell from Charmed.
Also my bitch.
Macy from the new Charmed.
Also my bitch.
Marie Laveau from American Horror Story Coven.
The baddest bitch.
Phoebe Halliwell, or Feeble Halliwell.
She's fine.
From the OG Charmed.
Freebie.
Ambrose from Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Mm.
Can we tell? Like, obviously, Bunny and I.
A moment of silence for
Bunny
Ambrose.
Bunny and I only like two shows, period.
It's Charmed and it's Adventures of Sabrina.
Right. Willow Rosenberg from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's funny that these people have last names that you know or that you like looked up.
Bitch. Melisandre or the Red Witch from Game of Thrones.
Creepy bitch.
Piper Halliwell from the OG Charmed.
Relatable.
And Mel from the new Charmed.
Sort of relatable because she's gay.
100%. Willow's gay too.
Oh, that's right. She wasn't gay at first though. Didn't she get gay?
I mean, don't people get gay when they realize they're gay?
I mean,
sometimes gay people have heterosexual relationships and it's fine.
I mean, that's true, but aren't they gay the whole time?
Maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe people are in the middle and you don't have to worry about it.
And it's true.
Mind your business.
I'm worried about
it. Or a spell's going to get, you're going to be hexed too.
Hex me.
Or I'll drop a house on you too. Speaking of witches.
I didn't play the video.
Anyway, we'll play the video later.
That's fine.
So, our first
target
Thunderdome is Sabrina Spellman versus Regina, the evil queen from Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
Who and why? Who wins?
Okay. I feel like I would say Sabrina wins.
Why?
Because she is incredibly resourceful. She's sneaky.
Oh, she's a sneaky bitch, but so's Regina. Are you kidding?
Also true. And I feel like
Regina has more active power.
Regina wouldn't hold back. Sabrina's still bent on being like good. Regina's like, nah, if I gotta be bad,
well,
I'm gonna be bad.
Regina like lets things overtake her very easily. She's good, she's a hero or whatever, but like she also is like
she's a hero until she's not.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I loved that.
She is a hero in the end, just so you're aware. I know you haven't seen the whole series.
She deserved happiness. Did she ever get the guy?
Yeah.
Good for her.
And he dies.
Was it Robin Hood?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Series that's way over and kind of trash at the end.
I can't believe. Okay, first of all, they should not have done that to our queen.
It is so sad.
That's so fucking rude.
Okay, so Sabrina or Regina, who do we vote? I know that Sabrina definitely has like the power of like Satan behind her because Satan's her father, but Regina has more active powers.
I feel like I'm still gonna say Sabrina.
Okay, Sabrina it is. Let me just fill her in. All right, we can
ding,
move on
ding,
to the
ding.
Next thing.
Round one.
Round two. Our next round is between Paige Matthews, half witch, half white lighter, and Bonnie from Vampire Diaries.
I have to say that I'm not super far in Vampire Diaries, so I don't know what kind of powers Bonnie gets. I do know that Bonnie can siphon power or borrow power from other witches to do her spells.
So can Paige. She just says fireball and then uses her fireball.
She's not siphoning their power. She's just using their power against them, which is a valuable, valuable skill.
It's basically the same thing.
That's like Phoebe fucking using her empath ability to like channel somebody's fucking.
Yeah,
that's fucking.
We'll
that was cheating.
That it's not
anyway,
cheating, but anyway.
Totally cheating.
It really isn't.
I think. I don't know. I need to deliberate. What do you think?
Paige can teleport.
That's true. But I don't think Bonnie can teleport. Right. Bonnie's very much human with magical powers.
Sure.
Versus Paige's.
And all Paige has to do is rhyme a couple sentences and make
and
some
think
shit
about
happen.
It. Yeah.
She can also glamour. with her white letter powers. She can change into anybody.
Wait, what?
Yeah, girl. Don't you remember that episode about the witch doctor episode when they like cast all that shit on them and then she like glamours into that Glenn's fiance or whatever.
But that wasn't like her white letter stuff. That was like a spell she did, wasn't it?
No, it's a white letter power.
Oh, that's fucking lit. I think Paige might have to win this one.
Paige wins.
Sorry, Bonnie.
Cordelia.
Bonnie's black. I love her. Sorry.
Cordelia Fox. Oh, I'm very glad that she's black. That's good. Cordelia Fox versus Maggie, the empath from The New Charmed.
You have to tell me about Cordelia because I did not watch.
Cordelia is the fucking supreme.
Cordelia was Sarah Paulson, right?
Yes. Yes.
She comes into the power.
She comes into the power. She grows throughout the first season of Coven, but she is a powerful witch. She was blinded and then got
sight.
And it was wild. And then when she did do all those trials to become the supreme, she did them like bam, 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 bam. And when she believed in herself, she is the fucking supreme. And that's what all of my Twitter handles and all my social media is about. So
David is Cordelia.
Yes. And then Maggie, she's very resourceful.
Maggie is the youngest sister of the new charmed.
Correct.
Power.
She's the
new charmed ones.
The power of premonition, the power of empathy.
Yeah.
And then the power of like being able to tell or like make other people do things.
Interesting. And persuasion.
Yes.
Hmm.
You saw that on the last episode we watched of it.
I don't remember.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I honestly think that Cordelia wins because she's the leader of a coven. Maggie's kind of a fuck.
But like also, and Jessica Lang was the leader and she didn't fucking make it.
Jessica didn't want it. Fiona never wanted to be the supreme.
Is Fiona Jessica Lang?
She just wanted power. Yeah.
Who was the redhead?
Not part of this.
No, the crazy lady?
Yeah, but not part of this game. We got to focus. We can't take 6 hours to play this game.
Whatever. It's my podcast.
It's my podcast too, bitch.
Then you should meet me halfway. It's called compromise. Fine. I'll let you have Cordelia because I don't know.
Myrtle Snow is her name.
Myrtle. That's a bitch's name.
And Myrtle Snow is iconic and can't be part of this because she is a bad bitch.
I'll give you Cordelia.
I think Cordelia has to win this one because I don't think that Maggie is powerful enough. She relies too much on her emotion, and I think that Cordelia is a leader.
You can be a leader by emotion.
So Prue against Prue, Prudence against Prudence. So Prudence Black, Prudence Blackwell, from the Weird Sisters.
Oh, the Weird Sisters,
the Chilling
Adventures
of Sabrina, mm-hmm. versus Prue Halliwell, the
OG Charm sister,
the OG Charm crazy bitch.
I do have to say, I did like Prue. She had the best act of power. I mean, Piper's power is lit, but yeah, like telekinesis, like you can do everything with telekinesis. Prudence, though,
she's a bad bitch.
She is bad.
Yes,
bad.
I feel
like Prudence has to win this.
100%.
I don't think that's a question.
There was not a question.
That bitch had a sword, and she's like, "I'm gonna kill my father."
I love it. I love it.
It's like, yeah, I support you. Kill your daddy.
Okay. Macy from The New Charmed.
Okay.
Also the power of telekinesis.
Right.
She also is half demon or whatever.
Has oh, that's name. Right.
Mm-hmm. Versus Marie Laveau, voodoo high priestess.
Okay.
Now, these are both very powerful black women.
They are. So, Macy was able to use telekinesis with her eyes way before Prue could figure out what telekinesis was.
What do you mean?
Like, within the first episode, like, discovering that she had power, she was already using her telekinesis with just her eyes, without using, like, gestures. Prue took a while to get that.
You're twisting it.
No.
Yes. So, Prue Halliwell always used her eyes first, and then she was able to channel it through her hands. Later, like, so Macy...
So, maybe Macy had the gestured...
Always channeled it through her hands.
Okay. Because I know she could do it without her hands... Also.
Later on, yes. It was kind of flipped.
Whatever. Macy's a scientist and also have demon, which is great. But also, I feel
like... She had that power, like, flame-throwing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, she had her demon fire, mm-hmm. which is, like, a upper-level demon power.
Right.
According to OG Charmed.
Yeah. But Marie Laveau? Marie Laveau is, she lived for 300 fucking years. You know, she is great at vengeance.
She lived for 300 fucking years, and they cast Angela Bassett, who has been alive for like 50 years, that still look like she might be in her 20s. She might be in her
20s. She might be 14.
That was excellent casting.
Yes.
Excellent casting. I fucking stan Angela Bassett.
To be honest, I think Marie kind of wins.
I feel like that's, yep.
Because Macy is too green.
Macy's cool. Macy's great. But I feel like Marie Laveau is a 300-year-old witch who has been doing this. And the bitch, she knows some stuff.
Oh, yeah. And she, like, her vengeance was to take Madame Lalaurie and, like, bury her, like, keep her alive forever and bury her in the ground. Forever.
She buried her alive. She's like, you're gonna live here.
Forever. Like, what?
That's petty.
Okay. Phoebe Hallowell.
Okay.
Powers are levitation, empathy.
Yep.
Plus all the charmed power three bullshit.
Right.
Ambrose Spellman.
Hmm.
Ambrose doesn't really do a lot of magic. He knows a lot.
Ambrose is very knowledgeable about magical things, but he didn't do a lot of magic. Wasn't he a necromancer?
Yeah. Yeah.
That wins.
I don't think it wins, though. And here's the reason why.
Okay, why?
Is because I think Phoebe, who was able to come back and forth from evil, Ambrose didn't. You know what I mean? Ambrose really succumbed. Like, really was able, like, just evil all the way, you know? I just don't think that Ambrose can handle it. And Ambrose didn't help Prudence very well. They were like lovers.
He was just
or whatever,
trying to fuck.
But he was like, I'm choosing you over your revenge. And Prudence was like, oh, hell no. I'm killing you too. And she kills him.
And that's why Prudence should have won, because she's the baddest bitch.
Well, right. And that's why she did win the last little thing. But like, between Ambrose and Phoebe, I think Phoebe
has a stronger constitution, but I feel like Ambrose applied himself, he would just be like the bit.
But he doesn't apply himself. Phoebe does. Phoebe kills it in later seasons of Charms that you haven't seen yet. So I'm gonna call rank on this one. She's going up against Marie Laveau next. So I mean, she's not gonna win.
So, fine. Freebie can win.
Willow Rosenberg versus the Red Witch Melisandre.
Okay, I know nothing about either of these witches because I did not watch Game of Thrones long enough. When I did, I've seen 3 episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You have 100% seen enough of the Red Witch to understand.
I saw her give birth to a shadow.
Gives birth to a shadow. She does a lot of like weird shadow.
Whose baby
magic.
Was that?
One of the Baratheons.
Oh.
Anyway.
Baratheon, that was like Tyrion's family, right?
No. Tyrion's is a Lannister.
Oh, Lannister. Who are the
Baratheons? Are like the original king, the fat king from the first season.
Nope. Oh, the drunk guy?
Yeah. He had
Cersei's husband?
He had an illegitimate kid, and like his brother, it was his brother, like Stannis Baratheon and like this other like young king or whatever that were trying to usurp the usurper.
It was Stannis the blonde guy that she slept with, which was her brother?
That's Jamie. No. Stannis was the old man. Like, not the old man, but like the old gray, like the daddy with like the black suits. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Melisandre, I will describe. She has like, she believes she's like her main god is the Lord of Light, right? And she's very evil and mysterious, and she does things that are very, she doesn't care about the consequences. And turns out she's really just like a decrepit, crazy old lady with a glamour on.
That makes so much sense.
Who else
Willow will only give birth to a shadow?
Is a lesbian.
Gotta love
it. Bisexual. Probably bisexual.
Cool representation.
But Willow slowly becomes a witch, and she's slowly gaining all this magic and all these powers, and she's tapping into these things that she doesn't really understand. But like she's doing it. She brings Buffy back from the dead.
Which is usually unheard of.
And then she goes off the deep end.
Doesn't she go evil?
Yeah. Well, she
Dark
like,
Willow?
Dark Willow. It like become like she, someone dies and she becomes this enraged magic crazy person. And she's had like issues with magic too.
A Niffin.
Kind of. It's very akin to that, where she was just, she was soaking up magic from all these texts, and she was just being, she was like this essence of magic, and she was able to, she had this like kind of empathy power where she was hearing everything and she wanted to end the world. It was wild. But she became magic. And in the very last season, she was able to use this really ancient Slayer weapon and turn every potential Slayer into a Slayer. So it's not all of the world resting on one girl's shoulders. It was very cool.
Interesting.
Very cool. Willow wins. Done.
Wait, sorry. Seriously?
Yeah. I can't. No. The Melisandre, all she fucking does is lie. All she fucking does is lie. And then all she fucking does is
lie, have brunch.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, that's right. He did die.
Like, that's all she does. Oh, and she, like, casts a bunch of fire at the White Walkers in the last season. Oh. Man. All right. Now, this one's going to be a very difficult one.
All right.
Piper Halliwell.
Love her.
And Mel.
The only sister that...
Who both have the power to freeze.
They have the same power.
They have the same power. They are the middle sister each in, like, the original, like, opening scenes or whatever, right?
Right.
Miles, it's not your time to talk. Piper has... they both have, like, molecular combustion, molecular... whatever it is, temporal stasis or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Where they're able to freeze.
Can Piper speed up time?
She can't do anything with time.
Okay.
But Piper, it's all about molecules for Piper. So she can freeze things, but she can also make them explode. Whereas Mel can do that, but she can also make time happen. Like, she, like, has the power. Like, it's more of, like, a time.
She can make, like, a little time warp, like, a little hole, which is really cool.
But Piper, though, like, bitch, she's got attitude. But so does fucking Mel.
Mel was all attitude from the beginning.
Can you imagine if this would have been, like, the at last one? shit.
Okay.
I'm really feeling... I don't know. Like, I mean, from the beginning, Mel has been really cool.
From the beginning, I mean... Yes. Piper, though, went from most middle sister to older sister, but still has had to keep the entire Charmed Ones together.
Right. And she's the mother of the... Like, you know, why
the most magical being that's ever existed, right. Apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
And Piper say in the very last episode of Charmed, the OG Charmed, Piper saves the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Piper has to win this one.
I like just Mel, from but experience. I think Mel is too reckless in comparison to Piper.
Yes.
100%.
Piper's usually only reckless when she's under the influence of a spell.
Okay. So, back to the other part. Sabrina Spellman versus Paige Matthews.
Sabrina.
Cordelia from Cordelia, the fucking Supreme.
Supreme, okay.
Versus Prudence Blackwell.
Bitch.
I mean, the fucking Supreme. But also
Prudence.
This is very difficult. Why did we do this game? Why did I think of this?
Yeah, why did you do this?
What is wrong with me?
I feel like I'm going to vote for Prudence.
You know, I am too.
Just
as much as I love the Supreme and like I love Cordelia and I think that she's a very powerful person. If she were put into a room to fight with Prudence, I don't think Prudence would ever give up.
Prudence would not give up, and she also has she has magic also. She already had the confidence.
100%.
And she has a sword.
Oh my god. Well, we might as well stay on this side of the board real quick. While we're here.
Sure.
Sabrina versus Prudence.
I feel like this has actually happened. And of course, Sabrina won because she's the main fucking character.
Right. But realistically.
World,
in a real world, when somebody is trying to like completely denounce themselves and like unassociate, you know, them from their father. They both have that, actually.
They do both have that, yes. Fuck,
that's so... But they're
but
like,
Sabrina is the daughter of Satan.
And...
So she has that hell power.
Like, yeah.
Now that she's, like, been through being the harbinger of hell or whatever the fuck.
Right. But
Harby!
Harby.
Okay, do you imagine if they had trapped Sabrina in that paint can?
It was Sabrina.
That was Sabrina.
Was Sabrina. Go watch the new Charmed. It's funny.
That's great.
Prudence.
I love it.
Prudence.
I feel like Prudence would be so unrelenting to the point of recklessness, I think.
Sure. And I think maybe Sabrina is more calculated.
And I think Sabrina is not so unrelenting.
She also, like, her mom was apparently, like, an angel or whatever. So, like, maybe she has, like...
I thought her mom was immortal.
Or immortal. Whatever. She's, like, good, though. You know what I mean?
She's, like, she's good and evil. She was a fucking virgin.
Versus, like, Prudence just having evil. I think Sabrina would win. Because...
Is Prudence evil, though? Is this her dad that's evil?
No. Like, her dad is really evil. But, like, she's evil. She's a witch. She's full witch. Sabrina's half immortal.
Oh, I guess in this universe, witches are evil.
Right, or like Satan.
Because they follow...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I want Prudence to win because I think she's badass. But okay, baddest bitch. Who's the baddest bitch?
Prudence. That's so easy.
Done.
I feel like Sabrina probably would have won if that was more of like a... Like a...
Right, because this is the baddest bitch of all, right?
Yeah.
So Marie Laveau... Phoebe Halliwell.
Marie.
Willow Rosenberg. Piper Halliwell.
Wait, who? Willow and who?
Piper.
Oh. I don't know enough about Willow to know. Because I feel like I wouldn't consider Piper... well, actually...
They both have very soft spots, like where they're like, because I mean, Piper's a mom, like, you know, whatever.
Like, Piper's a mom and a, like, a older, the middle sister, older
and, like,
sister.
Willow is like, she's innocent, but she's also like... fully aware, you know what I mean, like she knows.
Was she like an outcast?
Well, yeah when she okay. like in like the yeah
is that Allison
yeah Allison Hannigan
okay.
Fuck, I think Piper is gonna win this one.
Really?
Yeah, over Willow.
I don't fucking know.
Baddest bitch, because Piper gives no shits. Piper will blow shit up.
Piper can give
save
no
her
shits.
Family. I think Willow would bend.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just because Willow has all this power doesn't mean that Piper isn't going to stop. You know, Piper doesn't stop. She is not giving up. Willow, I think, would break.
Okay.
Because she does. She doesn't end the world. Piper.
She saves the world.
Correct. Piper versus Marie Laveau. Honestly, I think Piper is going to win because Marie is going to spend too much fucking time making all her, like, voodoo magic work.
But the baddest bitch.
For 300 years. The baddest bitch. But Marie Laveau isn't necessarily the baddest bitch.
Isn't she?
She's a bad bitch. But don't, like, she's not a mom. She gave her child to Papa Legva in order to keep her youngness, her youth, and her magic forever. She kills a baby every single year. Piper, when she just turned into a goddess, remember? Remember? She's, like, the most powerful.
She kills babies to keep her power, though? A small price to pay.
So it's motherhood against, like, not motherhood. You know what I mean? And honestly, like...
Motherhood is powerful in itself, but also, like... Destroying motherhood to be the baddest bitch, that's a different kind of statement.
Sure, but she lets her vengeance and her power blind her, and that's her downfall. Piper is the most powerful witch, according to the Wicked Witch. Remember that storybook episode?
Oh. Marie Laveau doesn't exist in this universe.
Well, that's hard. That's why it's hard. But it's like bad bitch, right? And like bad bitch. They're both bad bitches in different ways.
They're both bad bitches in different ways, yes.
But like, I think a bad bitch who's blind to her surroundings.
Could.
But also, maybe, I don't know. If we're thinking, like, attitude, they both have very fiery attitudes. Fuck.
I think I would give Piper this one because her power is more immediate. Versus Voodoo needs
a little bit more preparation.
Yeah,
it's a lot of preparation. Yes.
I fully think that Marie is the badder bitch because she's literally like, I'll kill my kids for this magic. But
well, then Marie has to win.
But why? Oh, wait.
Baddest bitch. It's the baddest bitch of all. It's not like the best power of all. Even though we played it a little bit like that too.
I mean, yeah, we kind of shuffled.
Okay, well, let's give it to
But go ahead and give it to Piper. I think it's okay.
You think so?
I think it's okay. If you disagree, interact with us on Twitter @NYSMPOD.
Correct. So here's the final show off.
Oh, fuck.
Piper Halliwell, Prudence Blackwell.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was just as hard a decision between Piper and fucking Marie. What the fuck?
Okay. Piper has an active power. Prue has to cast spells.
Well, Prudence does, yes.
Yes.
Prudence doesn't necessarily have Prudence. Active power, correct.
Correct. She doesn't have active power, but she does have a sword. And she's pretty good with that fucking sword.
They both have sisters to back them up.
They do have... didn't Prudence kill her sisters?
Yeah, but didn't they die? General. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course they died. But, like, I mean, they'll be back.
I mean, sure. So they both do have... They both are a trio.
Right. And that they have power as a trio.
Correct.
So they're kind of equally on that playing field. Piper does have active powers.
Yes.
Piper's spells are a little bit more immediate. They're a little less Satanist, a little less sacrificial.
But then they did move to, what, Hecate? The House of Night? House of... When they denounce Satan and moves to the female of
right.
Night.
Right. They, yeah. Lilith.
Right.
But Piper... Oh, Lilith. So it's really like back down...
Lilith, bitch!
So this is good versus evil.
It is good versus evil.
It's motherhood versus the denunciation of killing your parents. Like, you know what I mean?
Motherhood versus, like, independence.
Yes. Pendence versus independence. No, dependence.
Dependence.
But, like... Pendence. But also, so Piper's a matriarch. Piper is the matriarch.
Right.
What
is that in the moon cycle?
What?
In the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, they had the witches represented by three cycles of the moon. There was like the crone, the mother, and something.
I can't remember what
I think
is.
Piper would be the mother in this case.
Sure.
Anyway.
I think that
I can't believe you're Prudence, not just following what I'm saying.
I think that Prudence is like irrational at times.
Absolutely. She's very reckless.
And I think that Piper is also irrational at times. However, I think Piper has...
I feel like Piper is more calculated. That's an unfair advantage.
I mean, hey, but she's the charmed one. A charmed one versus just a witch. Prudence isn't just a witch, but she's just a witch.
But she is just a witch.
So is Piper Halliwell our winner?
That's fucking...
It's too white.
It doesn't feel right. And I'm trying to make sure that I looked at everything.
Yeah, okay.
But
I mean, is there anything badder than being a mom? Like, bad bitch than being a mom.
Being a mom who also kills demons.
Yeah. Who also looks good.
Right.
Not that Prudence doesn't look
good. Who fucks an angel? Phenomenal. I mean, I could fuck a necromancer, right. But I also
mirror,
feel like...
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Piper's the baddest bitch of them
Piper's
all.
Piper's the baddest bitch of them all.
I think that's the winner.
Piper Halliwell. If you disagree with us...
Let us know. Us. We'll share with you the bracket. Also, so you can see the choices, and then you can let us know who your winner is.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Get the baddest bitches. We want to know all of your bad bitches.
If so you have write-ins,
yeah.
I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because while we're doing this, you mentioned Lilith. I was like, Lilith was a bad bitch.
Oh, Lilith was a fucking
Lilith was a bad bitch.
Crazy bad bitch.
Yes.
I mean... I just put a bunch of like popular witches that we both kind of knew, or like at least one of us really knew,
yeah.
You know? And so I just threw it together.
I think it worked pretty well though.
Yeah,
I think
this was good. It was fun. So speaking of black witches, and unfortunately this black, is a black, great black, example black, of black, how black, black women lose to white women more often in today's society.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to this man.
I'm so sorry. So here's a conversation, like a quick, it doesn't have to be quick, but like a conversation about like
Let's
black
chat.
Representation in witchcraft. So obviously we have like Tituba, and Tituba is a slave that was in Salem, like with the Salem witch trials.
Okay.
And all that. I don't know how much you know about Salem.
I don't know a lot about Salem.
So basically it was a bunch of white women who were introduced to witchcraft from Tituba.
Oh.
Tituba taught them everything, and then they used their white privilege to gain power in the city.
That is some white woman shit.
As a fucking slave. Yeah, it was very stupid. But, like, in the end, I mean, like, Tituba, like, hung as well for witchcraft.
Oh. I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, because I feel like we want representation of black people everywhere. Because black people can do anything and everything. We can
Wait,
be...
they can?
We can Jesus be and Christ. Do anything and everything. On the...
opposite hand?
Opposite side.
I'm now going to argue myself in the opposite.
On the other hand, witchcraft has always been that thing of, like, otherness.
Sure.
Which makes sense why you would have cast a black character like that, because black people have always been seen as, like, an other.
Right, but witches are white because they're powerful. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
That's
Ooh.
Why. That's why.
Well, witches are also,
I mean,
were historically, like, weird and ugly, like green and, like, weirdly colored.
Some. In, like, some, like...
like, classically, they were either white women sure, like, with, like, warts, like, or they were green with warts.
Not necessarily, but yes.
I feel like my
if you, like, if you pick up a Roald Dahl book, like, The Witches, you know, you're gonna look at...
You say Roald Dahl.
Yeah, Roald Dahl. It's a children's book.
Yeah.
The Witches. It's what The Witches, the movie, is based off of. We talked about this on too many trilogies.
Oh, we did.
We did. But, like, with the green, scaly skin, you know, like, all, like, the ugly, ugly, witch, ugly. And, I mean, part of it is, like, bringing women down, first of all.
Right. It's an otherness. A different... it's a visible otherness versus, like, witchcraft, which you might not be able to, like, see.
But, like, do you think that, like, in media and, like, how witches are portrayed and in current media and how witch... like, which popularity has increased. So, like, obviously, like, Charmed, right? The OG Charmed cast three white women. I mean, they're related, so, I mean, they would have had to pick. But the new Charmed got around that by having one of the sisters be...
Interracial.
And
the cast is still of color.
Yeah, and the whole cast is of color.
Right, it's two...
Well, one Latina, and two black and Latina.
Oh, right.
Because you find out later, spoiler alert, that one of the other sisters is actually, like, shares a dad with the older sister who was supposed to be the outcast. But then it turns out the other girl was the outcast, not...
Right, yeah.
Macy.
Right.
Wild. So, I mean, like, but you can do that, you know, and, like, that's an important thing. And I know that, like, obviously we talked a little bit about the Blumhouse's, like, new, like, craft legacy or whatever.
Which sounds like it has more people
more
of color.
More POC. But you don't, I mean, like black representation is huge. And I think, I read this little article, excuse me, one minute.
How dare you?
Oh my God. The seer almost made the list, by the way.
Oh, from Charmed?
Yeah.
I hate her.
I know.
She wouldn't have won. I feel like she had power, but she didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
Right. Well, I
she would have lost to Ambrose.
Oh, she would have. I 100% do not have that article pulled up anymore. but really, like, black women can and should be represented equally as witches. You know, you shouldn't just be like, this is a story that could be any person of color or any white person, it doesn't matter, and just cast a white person. You know what I mean?
I think it's safer now to put black women in roles of witches because it's a little bit more progressive for them now. My worry is that we put these
put black women in an other category and then make them more
and we continue separate. To make them other instead of like part of the power, part of the success, I guess.
Absolutely. And so maybe like less of like evil witches and more good witches, like Charmed. Doing
yeah.
a really good thing for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I mean, a lot of in the OG Charmed, a lot of like the demons, like the seer is a really great example of a witch or a, you know, demon, you know, that is black and so she's evil. And
right.
then earlier in the series
and powerful, yeah.
there's a Asian woman who plays a high priestess who's evil.
I think I remember that.
You know, and so, like, there's a lot of, like...
Yeah, there are a lot of people of color who are just demons and not necessarily, like...
Good.
Yes. Or, like, characters that continue.
Correct.
Can we get a... Wait, Piper did date an Asian guy And then he died, didn't he?
He was a ghost.
Was he a ghost the whole time?
Yeah. She met him as a ghost. He was a ghost.
He didn't even have a real body. They couldn't even, like, do it. Well, technically, they could do it. She fucked Liam when the spirit realm got pregnant and everything.
Spoiler alert. But they were, like, in the spirit realm. They weren't, like, spirits.
Mm.
They were transported to the spirit realm.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, just make black people everything.
Yeah, 100%. I just think that, like, I think there should be more stories like The Craft or, like, actual, like, witchcraft, like, things about, you know, the, like, actual historical pieces if you want more, like, representation with voodoo. I mean, Marie Laveau is a phenomenal casting choice. Great job, American Horror Story.
I have to say, having not seen it, it sounds like it was a fucking great choice.
100%.
Because I know Angela Bassett's the baddest bitch.
Amazing.
I just know.
Amazing. It was amazing. And she, like, I mean, her character is not redeeming, but, like, she does some redeemable things, and it's great. And she comes back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In the I'm going to ruin it for everyone. I don't give a fuck, because we're on, like, what, season 10 of American Horror Story? If you haven't seen something
so
from 2 years ago, I don't care. But in season 7 of American Horror Story, which is Apocalypse, it narrates the stories of Murder House, season 1, and Coven.
Season 3?
Yes. And they kind of cross paths.
Oh.
And it's the first crossover season. And basically, it's a dystopian future where the Antichrist is born. And that's the baby from the first season, is the Antichrist.
Oh, okay.
And then the Coven witches are, like, supposed to save the world, right?
Okay.
And then they end up in this, like, futuristic dead experience where they're all living in bunkers and it's insanity. And eventually, like, they're, like, they come to, like, fight the Antichrist and kill him.
Okay.
And Marie Laveau comes back for, like, a second. And it was a surprise thing because she wasn't cast. Like, they made no announcements of it. She just appeared in the last episode. And, like, full... Because they recast the Voodoo Queen as someone else. Because in the Coven, Marie Laveau dies.
Okay.
However, in Apocalypse, they have this new character who is the now Voodoo Queen, you know.
Oh, like their successor.
Their successor. But Marie Laveau comes back with a vengeance, and it's the best thing in the world. It was, like, the most gagged I think I've ever been. More than many things on anything. I don't know. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Shook
love
at the gagged. Gagged. Wig snatched.
But yeah, I think gooped. We do need more people of color, and not just black people. You know, where's good stories about Native American witches? Where's good stories about, you know, Asian witches? Where's good stories about, like, any of it? Any of it. It doesn't need to be anything. Latino witches, like, bring it on.
Shamans, voodoo priestesses, we could do all of that. That'd be
we
so fucking
do
cool.
All of
so
it.
Fucking cool.
So stop casting boring white women.
I will mention that I think it's on YouTube. There is a black witch, like, mini series. What is it called?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember what it is.
I forgot. It starts with a B, but I randomly came across it, and it's sort of similar to, like, the Power of Three sort of thing. It's three black women who are all friends.
Black Witch Chronicles?
No.
No.
It's a one word title.
Juju?
Yes! It's Juju. It doesn't start with a B.
Didn't we watch, like, an episode of that when we were, like, really floaty?
Maybe I might have had you watch it, but I remember I watched it on my phone, and, like, the first episode's, like, it's okay, but it's, like, it sets it up, and I didn't watch anything else after that, but I'm like, this seems really cool. But, like, it's this story could very well be with white people doing white people things, but it's a black cast. It's, like, all black.
Yeah.
And it's so cool
because it's a regular story seen through the perspective of a black person.
Right. It's so cool.
But you're not demonizing them. You're not belittling them. You're not, like, you know, pointing out the otherness.
They're like college age people. It's, like, literally
love it.
It's cool. I would recommend checking out Juju on YouTube. And I'm going to actually watch the rest of that and see if I see what I think, because that seemed pretty fucking lit.
We should watch it together and we'll report back.
We should 100%.
We'll report back.
Report back.
Well, I guess this brings us to the end of our episode, Bunny.
Oh my God, we finally made it.
We finally made it.
Did you love this? Tell us how much you love this. Tell at us. Twitter on yes. at NMYSMPOD.
Witches are great. Tell us who your favorite witch is.
Yes.
So we're going to transition right back into our what you've been tweeting, bitch. So, Bunny, what you've been tweeting, bitch? Tell me.
My tweet of the week is, you know how you don't like yourself for no reason, even though you like yourself? Hashtag vibes. Hashtag yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
What'd you tweet this week? What you been tweeting, bitch?
Well, I tweeted, I can't concentrate at work because it feels so moot in comparison to the rest of the world garbage fire world today, and I hate it here. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
So accurate, so true, so real.
Accurate. I definitely misread that, and I Acura. Said world twice.
You did say world twice. But I thought fine. That was in the tweet. I did not
it's
know.
It's really not in the tweet.
But I would not have known. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter and find out everything you're tweeting and all the things we tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet.
You
tweet.
Can see what we've been tweeting, bitch, if you follow us on Twitter.
Remember to tune in next week when we talk about superstitions.
Superstitions.
Creepy cryptids.
Ooh, double feature?
Maybe.
Sort of. We're going to continue our in-terror segment next. Our in-terror segment next week.
In-terror. Crocodile alligator.
Interior crocodile alligator. Chevrolet movie theater. I hurt myself.
100%. In-terror. We'll continue next week. But yes. Until then, stay spooky, nothings.
Ooh.
I put a spell on you.
And now you own $50,000.
You're mine.
Come on.